Welcome to Taste the Word with Fanny Meyburg. Let us get a taste of God's Word. Good morning. I hope you are well. And if your week was not that very good, always remember God is in control and God will sort things out for you and He will give you wisdom to do the things, to say the things, and to make important decisions in your life. Always know God. Always depend on the Holy Spirit. I want to speak to you this morning about to put back your sword. And it's coming from Matthew chapter 26 and from verse 47 up until verse 54. Put back your sword. Judas and some of the people, the chief priests and the elders was coming to arrest Jesus. And in the process, when Judas was coming, Peter was taking out his sword. And he cut off verse 51 says, at that moment, one of those with Jesus reached out his hand and drew his sword. He struck the high priest's servant and cut off his ear. That was Peter. Verse 52. Then Jesus told Peter, Peter, put your sword back in its place, because all who take up the sword will perish by the sword. Or do you think that I cannot call on my Father, and He will provide me here and now with more than 12 legions of angels? How then would the scriptures be fulfilled that say, it must happen this way? You know what I want to say to you this morning, for this weekend, for the rest of next week, the rest of your Christian life. Don't argue with people about the gospel, and you will understand what I'm trying to say. You are wasting your precious time. If someone are determined to prove you a point or to prove you wrong, you will not change their mind or their belief system. Yes, sometimes in searching the scriptures between Christians especially, and sometimes between unbelievers who read something, they come to you in searching the scriptures and in the process of trying to understand it, we as Christians, and sometimes with other unbelievers, we hit each other with friendly fire, but it always needs to be done in love. So many times we make it our duty to get into arguments about the gospel or the Old Testament, the law, the prophecies, New Testament principles, Paul, what Jesus said, what James said, what Peter said, or just our understanding of the Bible. And we break people and we break relationships up because of that. And we miss what Paul said. What did Paul say? 1 Timothy chapter 6 from verse 3 up to verse 11. I just want to take out portions for you to understand. Paul said to Timothy, Timothy, if anyone teaches false doctrine, now you must be very careful. You know what it creates? Verse 4, the second part of verse 4. It creates envy, quarreling, slander, evil suspicions, and constant disagreement. Now Paul says, he gives us good advice. He says, but you man of God, flee from these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and godliness. You see what arguments is doing? It breaks relationships. And Paul says, we must follow the perfect plan. And the perfect plan is, you must pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. So does it mean now you have to shy away from the truth? No, you stand on the truth as on a solid rock, who is Jesus, immovable, with wisdom, as Paul teaches us. Now, Paul actually says, he says we must flee from those who want to argue about the things of the Spirit. And Jesus said to Peter, Peter, listen, put away your sword, put back your sword. Don't fight with people about the Christian things, about Jesus Christ. And if words fail, you know what? Present the truth with a life of righteousness and godliness. Pursue faith. And whatever you do, present the gospel with love and don't get tired in doing so. And do it with a gentle spirit, please. Let's do it with a gentle spirit. And this last thing, remember, God is the one who brings growth. Paul also said it. I think it is somewhere in Corinthians. At this moment, I can't remember. But God is the one who brings growth. You see, you just sow the seed. That's all you have to do. Don't argue. So, are you a man or a woman of God? You say, yes, let us follow the example and the advice that Jesus and Paul is giving us. All of the best for this weekend. I hope you rest well and get ready for the week ahead. Blessings.